Okay.
The sikh we will be learning is in look at the sikh is chelik chavav, the first sikh at the pashas vayakhel. And there starts with chilas ha-sedr state in the beginning of the sedr of vayakhel. It says vayakhel meisha is called adaz b'nei Yisrael. Meisha gathered the whole community of the Eden v'yemer leim, and he said to them, sheishes yomim tiyosem alocha, 6 days work should be done. And then the pasuk continues, but Shabbos you cannot work. And after that, he goes on to tell the Eden the mitzvah of donating the different things for building of the Mishkan, and goes on with about building of the Mishkan. So, stellt sich Rashi die Werte Sheshes Yomim. So Rashi quotes from the Pasuk the two words Sheshes Yomim, 6 days, and his Mefarish explains, Higdim lemazoras Shabbos letzivu imleches haMishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu first told him the warning, the prohibition of Shabbos, that you can't work on Shabbos, and he told that to them before he told them the commandment of making the Mishkan. Lamer to tell us that making the Mishkan does not push away Shabbos. That means from here it seems that when there are two things that the Torah tells us, and sometimes they conflict. For instance, like in this case, when Shabbos comes, you have two things now. You're in the middle of the mitzvah of making a Mishkan, if you're in the middle of building the Mishkan, so there's a mitzvah to build a Mishkan. On the other hand, Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melacha, you're not allowed to work. So which one is stronger? Which one pushes away which one? So Rashi says, since the Mishkan, the Shabbos is mentioned before the building of the Mishkan, to show you that the building of the Mishkan does not push away Shabbos. Shabbos pushes away, and therefore Shabbos, you cannot build a Mishkan. The Melend Bepashtes is Kavanas Rashi, where you learn simple pshat. Rashi means to say, Ados for the Torah is Magdim Asorah Shabbos L'tzivu Lechas HaMishkan, that this, that first the Torah tells us about not doing work on Shabbos before it tells us to make the Mishkan, is Abavais as Azorah Shabbos is Harbe V'Detzivim Lechas HaMishkan, shows that the keeping of Shabbos is stricter than making the Mishkan. Therefore, making the Mishkan does not push away Shabbos, and on Shabbos you can't make the Mishkan because Shabbos is stricter. Where do we see it stricter? From the fact that it's written first. But it's not understood like Meforshim ask. You find many times in the Torah where you have two commandments, one next to each other. When Rashi is as Mefarish, and Rashi explains it, that whatever is written later pushes away the one that is written before. On dem dik von dem selben inyan das kinen bei Shabbos am Lech Samishka. Find that same thing in the same inyan that we're learning. We're learning about Shabbos versus the making of the Mishkan. There itself, in that inyan, we find the opposite. That what's written later is stricter than the one written before. Where is it? In Parsha Sisa, in Posik Ba'ata Dabe, Achash Apseis Adishmeru, in Parsha Sisa, it says, Deibish said to Mesha, you shall speak to the Eden and tell them about the Mishkan. And then the Posik says, Achash Apseis Adishmeru, but keep my Shabbos. With the Teir is Magdim, Dem Tzivu Imelechas HaMishkan Faras HaRa Shabbos. The Teir writes first the commandment of making the Mishkan before it tells you is about not working on Shabbos. Says Rashi Mefares. Rashi says that what does the pasuk mean? Why is the what does it mean when it says first the Mishkan and then it says about Shabbos? To teach you, even though you will be chasing after, you will be very much involved in very strongly in making the Mishkan. Shabbos al titnu, don't push away Shabbos. So the fact that Shabbos was written after tells you that even though I command you the Mishkan, you should know that on Shabbos you can't do it. So here is the opposite, that what's written later is stronger. There is a weiter, another case. Later on in Parshas Gedeshim state, says in Parshas Gedeshim, Ish im evov iftiro, and the Pasuk says, a man should fear his mother or father, and you should keep Shabbos. So Rashi, the same Rashi, same commentary. Rashi says in his comment, Somach shmira Shabbos l'mei rav, he put keeping Shabbos right next to the fact you have to have kibbutz av, which means have fear of your father. Lamer to tell you, even though I commanded you, I warned you to give honor to your father, if he tells you to desecrate the Shabbos, don't listen to him. And where do we see it? From the fact that first it says, have kibbutz av aim, then it says, but keep Shabbos, to tell you that even though you have a mitzvah of kibbutz av aim, if it means to desecrate the Shabbos, your father tells you the Shabbos, don't listen to him. So here, there we see in these two places that whatever is written later shows that it is stronger, more strict than the one before. Und da ist Rashi mat, and here in our parsha, Rashi stresses, der Higdim is Aichocha, Shabbos is Deichem Lechas HaMishkan. The fact that Shabbos was written, Rashi, whatever is written first, shows that Shabbos is Deichem Lechas HaMishkan. Shabbos pushes the Mishkan. And he says, that's why Shabbos is written first, because since it's written first, that means it's stricter than what's written later in Melech HaMishkan, therefore you shouldn't desecrate Shabbos. But there it says in the opposite, and here Rashi says that because Shabbos is written before, that shows that it's stricter. And at other places it says, seems that whatever is written later is stricter than the one before. Before Shem and the Before Shem have different answers. The answer like this. In Parsha Sisa, Rashi Mefarash has learn to sop from Vortach. Rashi there adds that where do we know that Shabbos is stricter than Melech HaMishkan making the Mishkan? We learn it out from the word ach. Ach means but. The pasuk, as we read before, says va'at o tedaber. Tell them about the Mishkan. Ach, but keep Shabbos. And the rule is kol achin v'rakim miyutin, that wherever it says the word ach in the Torah, but rak also but, it's memayet, that excludes lemayet Shabbos and melechas haMishkan. So when it says about Shabbos, it mentions the word ach to be memayet, to exclude Shabbos from making the Mishkan. That Shabbos you can't do the Mishkan. So we see that really we don't know it over there by Parsha Kesisa, that Shabbos is stricter from the fact that Shabbos is written later, but from a different reason, because the word ach, when the Gei Shabbos, it says ach, that teaches you that you can't do the melacha of Mishkan on Shabbos. Alderas and Parsha Kedeshim, the same thing we find in Kedeshim, but it's not because the Pasuk writes about keeping Shabbos after Kibud Avim, for a different reason. Rasha Mamshich in the deeper Shalachas, and Rasha says over there in the next piece of Rasha that quoted, Rasha says the Posig adds, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you should listen, fear your parent, your father, mother, you should keep Shabbos, I am Hashem your God. So Rasha says that this is a reason why if your father tells you to desecrate Shabbos, you don't listen to him. Atova Avicha Chayopim Bekvedi, because you and your father are obligated to listen to me in my honor. Therefore, don't listen to your father to be mevatel, to nullify what I said. So if he tells you to mechal Shabbos, don't do it. Says that means, as in the Beit HaFaun, seems like in both of these cases, Muzman onkumen to divert der achon ani Hashem alekechon to bavarenen, a Shabbat vet nidniche from lechaz amishkan meirav. That here we see that what tells us in Parsha Kisiso that Shabbos is deicha pushes away Mishkan, not because it's written later. It's because there's a posikach. What makes us say that Shabbos pushes away Kibud Av? Not because it's written after Kibud Av. It's because there's a special pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which tells you, I am Hashem your God. So if it tells you to do something against me, don't listen. So that's what they answer. And therefore, we can bring a kasha from these two places. That over there, it seems like Rashi learns that whatever is later is stricter. And Bayasi says whatever is earlier is stricter. Because there, it's not because it's later is stricter, for a different reason. But the Rebbe says, in Derfun, is Derfun Gufa Fashtani, from that we understand as Adarabe. From that we see that on the contrary, Bechlal is there Mugdim Decha Demucher. Usually whatever is written first is stronger and pushes away whatever is written later. That's why we would have thought, let's say by the Kibud Av, because it says first Kibud Av, and then it says, keep Shabbos. We would think that Kibud Av overrides Shabbos. And therefore, Lule di Psukim Achba Melech Samishkin de Pasha Siso, and Ani Hashem Lekech my Rav. And we see, that's why, if not for the special posig of Ach in Kisiso, and the special union of Ani Hashem Lekech and posig Ani Hashem Lekech in the Pasha Kedeshim, if not for that, Voltman Take Gizuk, we would have said, as Vile di Tzivuyim of Melech Samishkin de Meirav stay in free, Faras or Shabbos, and Sidich Shabbos. Because the commandment from Melechas HaMishkan and the commandment of fear, having fear of your parents, of your father, because they're written before Shabbos, I would think that they are stronger than Shabbos. But there's the other, but there's that ayah that whatever is written before is stronger. That's why the only way we know over there that it's not stronger is because of a special ayah, because it says ach, or because it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the chura, this answer, the kasha was by us, Rashi says, that whatever is written earlier means it's stronger. Over the other place, it seems like whatever is written later is stronger. Oh, no, but there is not really whatever is written earlier is stronger. And that's why by Yasin Pasha, by Yakel, it says first about Shabbos, then it says by the Mishkan to tell you that Shabbos is stronger. And Shabbos pushes away making the Mishkan. The reason over there, we know that it's not like that, is for different reasons, because it says Ach, or it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But the Obed, the Rebbe says, but in Derech HaPshat is there be a mitmas. This inclination is not enough in the derech of pshat, the simple pshat, the way Rashi writes his commentary. We could ask Akasha on that itself. Why did the Torah first write about the Mishkan in Kisisa, then write about Shabbos, and the same thing, first write about Meira Av of Kippur Av, and then write about Shabbos? And now that it's written that way, we will think that Kibbutz Av is stronger. Lechas HaMishkan is stronger than Shabbos. And that's the reason, in order not to make that mistake, the Torah had to add the word Ach in Kisiso and had to add Ani Hashem Lekech in Parshas Kedeshim. So if really the rule is that whatever is written first is stronger, so over there we would think that Kibbutz Av is stronger, or from the here we think that Mishkan is strong. That's why the Torah had to do something to change it. The question is, Torah could have made it much easier. If the rule is really that whatever is written first is stronger, so the Torah in Kisisa could have said first Shabbos and then Melech HaMishkan. In Kedeshin, the Pesach could have first said Shabbos and then Meirav. So from the fact that that's first, we would give us, we would know, Shabbos is Deichem Melech HaMishkan and Meirav. The Shabbos pushes away the Mishkan and Meirav. If we're saying that the truth is that whatever is first is stronger. So the Torah could have made it much easier other two places. They could have taken written Shabbos first, and then we would know that Shabbos is stronger. Why did the Torah write opposite? So we might think that the other mitzvah, the Mishkan or the Kibbutz Av, is stronger. The Torah had to make sure that we don't make that mistake. The Torah could have written Chatchila first the mitzvah of Shabbos, and that's always stronger, and then write the Mishkan. So we would know by Shabbos you can't do the Mishkan, or the Shabbos and then Kibbutz Av, and we would know that even for Kibbutz Av we can't mechal Shabbos. In the full mashma, so that shows as fungdime alein kemeni toplen and adresh tzivu izdechadam tzveidim. It shows that it's not what we think. It's not that Rashi learns that whatever is written first, that shows that that's stronger than the second, that's stricter than the second. We have to have a special limud, a special way that Torah teaches us. So that's why over there, by the Parsha Kisisa on the Parsha Kedeshim, the Torah had to write. The fact that the Torah says it first, that's not a reason to think that the first thing that Kibbutz Av or Melechas HaMishkan is stronger, and that's what the Torah has to change. No, the Chetchila is not right from that. And the Torah had to have a limud, a miut, to tell us clearly. So it seems like from the fact that something is first is not raya. So the question is, here Rasha says, why did Shabbos come before Melechas HaMishkan to teach you that it's not Deicha Shabbos, doesn't push away Shabbos? So it seems like that, what teaches you that? How do we know Shabbos is stronger? From the fact that the Torah writes Shabbos first. But we just finished saying that from the fact that the Torah writes something first doesn't mean anything. Because if that would mean, that would be the rule, then in Kisiso and the Parshat Kedeshim, the Torah will lechatchila write Shabbos first and then the other mitzvah, then the Mishkan, then Kibbutz Av, and we wouldn't need any more. And the Rebbe continues, Megifinta Narichazim of Farsharash, Velchafar Entfer, and the Kasha, and now Mitvashin, and Terutz of Michalukim. We find at length in the commentaries on Rashi that answer this Kasha with different, all kinds of different, showing different answers and different changes and divisions. So, and they give different answers. When do we learn out that if something is written first, that means that that's stronger, pushes away the other one, and why not, so to speak? So they give all kinds of answers. So there are answers in Meforshim. In other words, what's the Rebbe doing? He's asking Akasha, the Meforshim, and they give all kinds of answers. But the Rebbe says, but I spoke many times, Rasha, Rasha wrote it, his commentary, and it's written for anybody who starts learning Chumash, even if you're 5 years old, doesn't understand all these complicated things. Rashi wrote it in such a way that even a child like that should understand what Rashi means. Just by what Rashi writes, the few words that Rashi writes is enough for a smart child. Even a child, if he's smart and reads it properly, will understand. And not that you need other things. Other meforshim give all kinds of explanations, side explanations. Can't be that. Certainly in this case, here, anytime there's a teretz that's a little complicated, you can't say that's what Rashi meant. Rashi wrote it in such a way that whatever he wrote, it's simple to understand, and you have to figure out from the simple words. Here, certainly, because here there are many answers. So you can't say that Rashi means, at least in Pshat, the Alo Rebiyure. But he means all these answers. There are so many explanations. So Rashi wrote it in a way, and we don't know what he means, and he means all the answers. And he doesn't say which one he means. There's so many ways to answer. From Rashi, you can't know. And the Rebbe says in order 16 that I, other Mefarshim, give the answers. So he says, I said many times that the Mefarshe Rashi explain Rashi, not Dafkim Derech Hapshat. They explain Rashi, the Halacha of Rashi. So there you could say all kinds of reasons. It's not for little kids, but that's not what Rashi is. And in order 17, the Rebbe says that because in the Sicha said, the Rebbe said that you can't know all these different terutzim where you don't know which one he wants or not. So that's hard to say these terutzim. Besides that, he says, many of these terutzim doesn't fit the Rashi's words. Many of the terutzim are not hinted. What they explain is not written in Rashi, not even hinted in Rashi. And if Rashi would mean any of these terutzim, the Rebbe says, "Im lezen is kamer havelei lefarish al kaponim berem." He should have at least written something to hint to this truth. None of them are hinted, so it must be a different thing. V'locham estaver leimer. We make sense to say, "By learning the verse of Rashi atzma, by learning just the words of Rashi, is alts moving the mus, but everything is understood and explained." Azay has fallen off, but the rechmeil and the shaylas in a way that all the questions that we asked fall off just looking into the words of Rashi. The beer in them yeshleimer bepashas. The Rebbe says, "I could say the answer simply." Okay, the Rebbe explains like this. Midiverte hikdim ha-masor ha-shabbas chulu, lei meshen yodeches ha-shabbas, in Parsha Kesisa, where Rasha writes these words, as we said before, that Rasha, that the Posik, first warns about Shabbos, tells us about keeping Shabbos, and then about the Mishkan, to teach you that the Mishkan doesn't push away Shabbos, is Rasha ni tuisin to zog mas from them, what the Teire domag dem ha-sor ha-shabbas, fadim simon leches ha-mishkan, lent nob dem din. It doesn't mean that we learn this din, that Shabbos pushes away the making the Mishkan, strictly the making the Mishkan. Rashi doesn't mean that Torah writes it. At from the fact that Torah wrote it first, from there we learn that out. As Malachas HaMishkan is Nitecha Shabbos. From there we learn Malachas HaMishkan Nitecha Shabbos. That's not. Before the Rebbe proved that that's not. But he's going to explain why. That the Rebbe proved that it's not writing something first is the Araya that it's strong, stricter than the second one. And the Rebbe quoted, because if that would be true, then by the other two places that shouldn't be written that way. Is that ayah that's not it? From being written first, it's not ayah that's stricter. And the Rebbe even explains it. From the din atzmi shalong is akvard and friyat. In our case, vayakil, it's repeated. This din itself was written already in Parsha Sisa, where it says, when Hashem commanded Meshe, it says, ach Hashem seisa tishmeiru, you should keep Shabbos. But you should keep Shabbos. And Rashi is dort mefarish narsi beis, like we brought earlier. Rashi on that pasuk explains that what it means is the word ach means lemayit Shabbos v'melechas hamishkan, to exclude Shabbos from making the mishkan. Shabbos you can make. So it's not that we have to learn it from here. We know already from before that Shabbos you can't build a mishkan. So you could ask, but that's only the way Hashem spoke to Moshe. Our parsha is talking about Moshe set it in. Was his movement, what we understand, me'ela by itself. Aventeira that sailed in Rogo Parsha Sain, if he made it, he began the deeds of William of Shabbos and Melechas HaMishkan. Now, when the Torah in our Parsha tells us that Meshe told over to the Eden those commandments of the Shabbos and the Mishkan, it was given Genoi ki Omerli Parsha Sisa. For sure, Meshe told over whatever David told him. And as they had gizoked Eden, so obviously he told the Eden, a Melechas HaMishkan is Nitecha Shabbos. He told him outright, just like over there. When he said Achas Shabbos Esh Medevish, he told Meisha Shabbos doesn't pushes away the Mishkan, that you cannot work on the Mishkan on Shabbos. For sure, Meisha told it to the Eden. So why do we need it from here to say that? How do we know it? Because the Torah said first Shabbos and then first Mishkan and first Shabbos and then Mishkan. Higdil on Shabbos, first Shabbos and then Mishkan. And from here we learn it out that Shabbos is Doicha the Mishkan. We can't say that. That from here we learn how the Shabbos pushes away the Mishkan. For sure, Meshe told him. Davishta told it to Meshe then with the word Ach. So he told him. And Meshe Rabbeinu definitely repeated whatever Davishta said. So we don't need the fact that it comes first to teach us that Shabbos is stronger. Nor the Diyugdo is Higdim Lehem Azar Shabbos. Rashi means to say here that to the Yidden, Meshe Rabbeinu first said Shabbos. I'm not talking what the Torah writes as a command, what the Hashem commanded. It's what he's telling Abish, he told Mesha what you should tell them. That's what it means. Rashi uses the question, Higdim Lohem. Abish told Mesha, tell them first Shabbos. So it's not because to know that Shabbos is stronger than Mishkan. Tell them again. We'll see what the Rebbe explains. He said to them, he told them first to stress this word. It means like this. Rasha Nishveh, Rasha has a question. The Baal doesn't even record the Baruch HaMeshah, because he's given the Tzivim Melech HaSamishim Kedem Masar HaShabbos, since when Hashem spoke to Meshach. He said, the Melech HaSamishkan came before Shabbos. That's what it says. They first said Mishkan. Then he says, Ach HaShabbos HaShemeir. If the Eibush that told Meshach first the Mishkan, and then Shabbos, Favos that Meshach Rabbeinu Mashanah given, why did Meshach change? Why, when he told it over to the Eden, he said to them first about Shabbos? Why did Meshach change? David told Meshach both. And he told him that Shabbos is not is Deicha Mishkan. Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. Shabbos is Deicha Mishkan. So we know already. But Rashi has a kasha. Why did Meshach not say in the same Seder at the Eden? So the kasha is, why did he change? That's why the Rashi used the Higdim Lahem. To them it was first. If them enter Rasha, Rasha answers Leimesha in the Deichas Hashabbos, to teach us, but not to teach us the Din. The Din, they said, we know from there. To tell us, you remember, Shabbos, Mishkan is not Deichas Shabbos, which means like this: Yubald as Meisha had Zigid Darf Ibergem, as Melechas Mishkan is in Deichas Shabbos. Says the Ibershah told Meisha, and Meisha had to tell the Eden that Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. Even that the song is not the Pasha Kesisa, and said the Pasha Kesisa, but the far Magdin given Asar Shabbos. That's why he came Shabbos to them, for not to teach us the Din. He definitely told them the Din. But he did something to make an extra point. He explains like this. The says it means, Naisiv Lezevas, Meshach Rabbeinu Ongezog Deidin, the Mefurish, as Melechas HaMishkan, Deicha Shabbos. Besides the fact that Meshach Rabbeinu outright clearly told them that Melechas HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do the Mishkan. Is Beisofelaz, in addition to what we understand, Meisha told him, because if David should told him to say it, he probably said it, even though it's not written. And we have a rule, not always is it written that David should told him that he said it. Sometimes the Torah writes what David should said to him to tell the Eden, and then doesn't mention it again, because we understand he said. Here also we understand he told him. But in addition to that, so he did something to verstärken by Eden Mchema for Nasar Shabbos, to strengthen, not only to tell him the Din, to make it that they should really realize how strict Shabbos is, but that Eich Magdim given them Tzivi HaShabbos LaTzivi HaMelechas HaMishkan. So here, he first mentioned the union of Shabbos before Mishkan to tell him, and as the Rebbe will say at the end, he said it to them first. And he keep that in mind. In other words, that knew the Din, but he wanted them to every second keep that came first. In other words, whatever he comes first, that stays in your head. The Rebbe will say at the end of the Sikha. So he wanted them to keep in their mind always, not to know the Din he told them, but he was Magdim at first. That's the first thing, keep in mind. That's what he said. That Shabbos coming for Melech HaMishkan. And here when Rashi says, Higdim Lem Leimer, as we said before, doesn't mean to teach you, as we said before, because that he told him obviously. That's what Rashi doesn't write. The Rebbe in order 20 says, Lelamdoch. Doesn't say Lamdoch. Leimer. He said, Leimer means to say to the Eden. So he told him, say it. He was Magdim to say to the Eden, not to say Leimer. Normally we think he's Magdim to teach us. Doesn't Lelamdoch means to teach us, not to teach us. Leimer means he did it to tell the Eden. He wanted to make an extra stress on telling the Eden, so he gave them first. So the whole discussion we had in Rashi. How this Rashi fits to the Parsha and Kesis Kedishim, as we said before. Because we asked here, Rashi says, since it says first that means stronger, those places that meet seems whatever is later is stronger, that's no kash anymore. In our Parsha, we're not talking about how we know that Melech HaMishkan doesn't push away Shabbos. And it's not because he said it first, that's how we know it. That's not the pshat. When Yashleimer as Anochanam, you could say even more. Takez, Afundigdime ve'icho, because of Kemenit Lenin al Derech HaPshat. We Takez can't learn off from the fact that it's written first, You cannot learn out as the mukdim is machriya and is deicha the muchet, that whatever is first is stronger and pushes away the later one. Taka learn it, that's not what Rashi means. Rashi never said it. And Taka, maybe you can't learn out like that. And Rashi never meant it. All Rashi meant was that Meshe Rabbeinu, why did he change the Seder of what Eibush told him? Eibush told him first about Mishkan and then about Shabbos with the word Ach to teach you that, not from the Seder, but to teach you that Shabbos is Deicha Mishkan. Why did Meshe Rabbeinu change the order? So that's Rashi Higdim Lahem, to make an extra point. They should always have that in mind. As bleibt aber nicht moving, the Rebbe says, still not understood. The Baal, the Baal, the Zong, the Tzivuim, the Meshe. Or the Rebbe should not make him an Asara Shabbat, the Tzivuim, the Mishkan. Since when the Rebbe spoke to Meshe, he did not bring Shabbos before the Tzivuim, the Meshe, the Mishkan. We said that Meshe did it to stress it. Why didn't the Rebbe to stress it? Why didn't the Rebbe to stress it also? The same way we're saying Meshe was Magdim to stress it, that's why he changed. So why didn't the Rebbe do the same thing? Why did he change? The Baal, the Dodder of the Meat, Achas Shabbos, the Shmeiru. So we see that why didn't the Eibusha change? Because the fact that there is Ach is enough. It says Ach HaShabseis HaTashmeiru is enough that the Eden should know about the Shabbos pushes away Mishkan. And that's all. It's enough. The Eibusha didn't add to make another point making by saying Shabbos first. So what's that Meshe Rabbeinu Gedarf Tzurge Matesez HaGoshe Duch Magnan Zohar HaShabbos? Why did Meshe Rabbeinu have to add that? Und der mit mishane seinem seder hat sie wohl wie sie seine gesorge worden hat der gottes boruchu, and by doing that changing the losh and the seder the way they wish to commanded him. So we said before, because Meshe wanted to make extra stress, so why didn't Eibush do that? Ella my Eibush felt you don't need an extra stress, the Eden will know it themselves strongly. So why didn't Meshe feel differently? But that's verstehen, so that was, will understand this the hagdem abir pirish rashi from posavon parsha kesis. First let's learn the rashi Pasha Kisisa, what Rasha said. Rasha says there, "Va'ata Dabrel b'nei Yisrael leimer achash apseit shleshmeir." And the words where the pasuk says, the Eibush said to Meshe, "You speak to the Yidden saying, but you shall keep my Shabbos." So Rasha stelt sich in neshn di bramaspal di verte va'ata Dabrel b'nei Yisrael. The first part of Rasha, Rasha quotes the word from the pasuk, "Va'ata Tadabrel b'nei Yisrael." You speak to the Yidden, and he's mafarik just what Rasha says. Ve'ato, since the pasuk says you, means to tell you. Even though I commanded you to tell them, to command them to make the Mishkan, it should not be light in your eyes to push away Shabbos. So that's what Rashi says. That Rashi says from the word va'ato, we see that this words that the Eibishter told him, that even though I commanded you to make the Mishkan, but don't make light of Shabbos because of this Melochah. That's one Rashi. Weiter is Rashi Mefarit. Then Rashi says again another thing. Quotes the words, Acha Shabseisha Teshmeir, but you shall keep my Shabbos. Rashi says like this, Afa Pishatir Dufim Uzrizim Bezrizam Locha. Even though you'll be chasing them, you'll be very careful and you'll be very excited in the Melocha, making the Mishkan. Shabbos Al Titim Chanel. But don't push Shabbos away. And Rashi continues because it says Ach and call Achim, etc. Every time it says Ach, it means to exclude. So he's trying to exclude that even though you'll be so busy with making the Mishkan, don't forget about Shabbos. Don't push Shabbos away because of that. That's the Rashi. Okay. From Pashtus Loshon Rashi, from the way Rashi writes it, his Mucha is clear as the Zayin Tzvei Bezunder Asoris. It's two separate commandments. As Melechas HaMishkan Zol Nidechas and Shabbos, that Mishkan should not push away Shabbos. Because what is Rashi saying in both Rashi's? The exact same thing. First he says that even though I commanded you to tell him about the Mishkan, but Shabbos should not be light. Don't make challah Shabbos. Then the second Rashi says, "Achas Shabseis Shesmeir." Even though they'll be so involved in the Mishkan, they'll be so excited by the Mishkan, don't push Shabbos away. So it comes out twice. He says it. So it's same thing, but he says twice two separate things. The one is because of the word va'ato, which seems to be extra. So from va'ato, he says, you make sure to tell him about, even though you're telling about the Mishkan, you make sure to tell him about Shabbos. And the zweite, the second one from the miyut ach, because it says ach, it comes to exclude. Isn't it moving? It's not understood. Number one, we before shem ask, tartalomali, why did they have to tell it twice? It's the same thing seemingly. Second thing. He learned me not from word va'ato, Dabril ben Yisrael, from the word va'ato, as al yekol v'yidech alitchas ha-shabbos ben Yisrael malocha. Rashi says the word va'ato, you, so from that we know that Shabbos should not be easy in the eyes, in your eyes. How does the word vata mean that? Vata means you. How does that mean? This is simple kashas. Then Rashi goes in at length, says quite a few words and different words in both places. Number one, even though I commanded you to tell them to make the Mishkan, that's what Rashi says. Even though I command you. Ganz Teira Mitzvah, Zibri Gevon, Zidin, Ruch Meshach Rabbein. The whole Teira and every Mitzvah was set through Meshach. So he said, even though I commanded, as if there's something special here, he commanded him, Mitzvah, commanded him to make the Mishkan. Even though I commanded you to make the Mishkan, nevertheless, Shabbos night. What's that meaning? And second thing, the Loshen is, even though I commanded you to tell them about the Mishkan, Al Yekal Beinecha Litches, don't Shabbos, let Shabbos not be light in your eyes. Why does Rashi say such a roundabout words? Even though you commanded for the Mishkan, don't push away Shabbos or something similar. Like in the second one, what does Rashi say? And even though the Eden will be running after and be excited about the Mishkan, Shabbos, don't, Shabbos should not be pushed away. So why, when he says the first one, he says that don't push away Shabbos. Al yeka benecha. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. And another thing, the third thing, the second thing, something new. Even though you'll be chasing and you'll be so excited and involved in the malacha. So you, but never, don't forget, Shabbos you can't push away. Where does Rashi take this idea that Eibush is telling you because they'll be involved? Why is he write it? And if he does, Rashi does write it, why only in the second part, not the first? They're saying the same thing, so why didn't he write in the first? There are two separate things that Rashi is saying. The difference is like this. In the Mershon Dibur, where Rashi tells the first one, where Rashi quotes from the Pasuk, and he's explaining the words va'ata daber al bnei Yisrael, retzich klaber Meshe atzmi. That's, since he's saying va'ato, he's talking about Meshe. You, he's telling you, I'm talking to you. You command, I commanded you to tell the Eden. So he's talking towards Meshe. Uvirashe is madgish, but Lashen Rashi says in his words, afa pi shehifkade ticho, even though I commanded you, litzaveisom, to command them, al yekel beinecho, it shouldn't be light in your eyes. So we're talking about Eibush is saying something to Meshe himself. But the second one, where it says you shall keep, meaning all the Eden, that's the b'shaychetz of Bnei Yisrael. That's the b'negeya, the way he's talking to the Eden. Says even though they will be, you will be, you plural, not shetiyeh, shetiyu. So first part is talking to Meshe, something about Meshe. Second is talking about Bnei Yisrael. When Dos Guf is a time for us is an native Beit Limudim. That's why we need, because we're talking to Meshe and talking to the Eden, we need two separate Limudim to teach us this. It says, "Need Damon vim Avon Meshe Rabbein Hashavas Vetin Ditchem Bipnei Melechas Amishkan." When we Dos Vet Avon Bnei Yisrael, when we make sure that they don't push away Shabbos because of the Mishkan, is not the same when we're talking about Meshe or when we're talking. We're telling this to the Eden. Birash is as matkish do the shina lashenis in the tzvei diburim. Like, if you look into the words that we mentioned before, you'll see there is a big difference. What's the difference? The asbar in them. The explanation is like this: the tzivoy of melechas hamishkan is gikumah the pirish asa. The commandment to make the mishkan came, as Rashi says, in Parsha Kisiso, and the Rebbe brings the 27 different places. It came nor the slicha for chet eigel. Came after the Eibush forgave the chet eigel. He didn't sin with the Egil. After he forgave them, he told them to show that he forgave, make a Mishkan. But while the Mishkan is Virashis, my father, the Mishkan is like Rashi says, Eidusli Yisrael Shavitel HaMakadosh Baruch HaMais HaEgil. That's a testimony to the Eden, that the Eibush to forgave them and the Egil. How is a testimony? Sharehish Shchinas of Israel. Because the Eibush to rest is Shchina. Because when the Chet Egil, the Eibush was upset with them, he removed himself from them. And now make a Mishkan, he said, I'll rest amongst you. That showed the Eden that Eibush forgave them. So that was what it was. And the truth is, even though Rashi says this, Loshen, we said, in Parsha Pekudei. We know Rashi doesn't rely on something of later, but the Rebbe says in Haora 28, in Parsha Shmini, at Rashi earlier also says something like that. Rashi says, Nisratza amokim li Yisroel lisleach lem, nitztava la mishkan. He, Eibishter agreed to forgive them, and he told them to make the mishkan. We see the mishkan is connected to the forgiveness for the chategia. Und da sagt Rashi, in Zweiten Dibur, that what Rashi means in the second Rashi that we spoke about now, where he's talking to, about the Eden, Rashi uses a lotion, Afa pisha tiyu redufi mezrizim bim leches mezrizis hamloche, even though you'll be chasing after and you'll be so excited and involved in the specialty of the meloches hamishkon, Shabbos al titer mechonea, don't push Shabbos away. So Rashi uses the lotion, you'll be so involved in Mishkan. But he asked the Kasha, what does Rashi mean with it? Why does he say it? The chashash was matar b'avorin and b'pnei Yisrael is what we have to make sure by Yidin b'negei Shabbos, they shouldn't desecrate the Shabbos by making the Mishkan, is neat as they will on them and the melechas ha-Mishkan v'aktibin in Yitzich Shabbos. Not because we're afraid the thing that making the Mishkan is stricter than Shabbos, more important than Shabbos. That's not what we're afraid of. For them b'pashtes, simply, we're not afraid of that at all. Yidin vel medas atzman nitpaskinen ad melechas ha-Shabbos melechas Mishkan d'ich Shabbos. Yidin were not on their own decide that Mishkan is stronger than Shabbos. So if they wouldn't know what the din is, they would trick the exclamation. So we're not even afraid that the Eden will do Melechas HaMishkan HaShabbos that the Torah has to make sure. But the Torah has to make sure is, nor this Nigat HaShiros HaShchini Mishkan is the Bavais of Kaporas Chet HaEgel, knowing, the Eden knowing, that making the Mishkan is a proof that they forgave him for the Egel, so then they might be, not only might, they should, run after making the Mishkan. Yogen sich, to chase and run, with Gor Grace Zrizes, with very strong Zrizes, to run with the Keach, so far ending in the Melech HaMishkan. They should do as constantly run to do the to finish the Mishkan, Kadei the Kapores will come and Vosfrir, so the Kapores will come before. So they will definitely be involved. And we see the Taka were involved, want to do fast. In Order 29, the Rebbe says, when it came to giving the donations for the Mishkan, it says, Marbi Mahom, Lahavi Behesed, they brought so much, it was even extra. Why did they bring so much? Because they wanted to make sure you have that, you could go ahead and you shouldn't have to wait. We're stuck, we don't have enough money to Mishkan. So we see that the Yidden, when they heard that it's connected to Chet HaEgel, this is the forgiveness, they definitely would run and get so involved. When the Ribbit is all, when you're so involved in something, it's possible, Adi Isaskas Be'efen for the Difa, it's possible, not that you'll think that you're allowed to. If you're so involved, you might become nichshel, nichshel, you'll stumble, you'll forget, you'll make a mistake. You'll be so involved, and you'll be completely involved, you might forget about Shabbos. So that's why we have to make sure to tell Eden, even though you will be running after, you will be have a heavenly involved. Heavily involved, you'll be 100% involved. Remember, Shabbos al titchim mepaneah. Don't push away Shabbos. And the Rebbe in Order 30 says that this also answers Akasha de Meforshim ask that Rashi says we have to tell you that Shabbos you can't build a Mishkan. Why would we think so? We have a rule that Esa Deichalaisa said when there's a positive mitzvah, pushes away a negative. Here, making the Mishkan is a positive mitzvah. Not to desecrate Shabbos is a Leisa. But the din is if there's a leisase together with an esse. In Shabbos, there's two. There's a esse, positive commandment, keep Shabbos, and a negative, not to do any meloche. So a positive mitzvah, does not, which is a mitzvah esse, does not push away another mitzvah, which is an esse and a leisase. So here, why would they even have a havamina, the Mefarshim ask, that Mishkan pushes away Shabbos? Well, Mishkan is only esse, and Shabbos is an esse and a leisase. But according to what the Rebbe says here, it's simple. It didn't, I'm not saying that telling them they should not make that mistake and think that Mishkan pushes away Shabbos. They shouldn't forget. They shouldn't not realize him because they're so involved. That's what we're afraid. That's what it means. Those is over a place when they get eaten. That problem was only mean talking to the Eden. Shenke, Meshe Rabbeinu, Meshe Rabbeinu himself, V'chot l'chat chilek ha-shaychis and gatsam chet ha-egel. Meshe had nothing to do with the egel. Nafil enoch in chet ha-egel v'n eaten zayin gevem enudu l'rav. Even after the egel, they were like in Chedem, they were excommunicated Eden, away from the Eibishter. So they were separated, removed kibiyochel from the Eibishter. Is all a shemesh given in Eil Meit? Mokim Shchina. Is given an Eil Meit? Meshe Rabbeinu's tent became the place for the Shchina. So Meshe Rabbeinu never had the problem. He didn't have the problem. They made a chet ha'egel, so they separated from Hashem. So they looking for ways to fast to do it. So we're afraid. They forget about Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to worry about that because he didn't have the chategel, so he had no separation from Hashem. Not only that, his house became his tent, became the tent of Hashem. He's moving, so we understand as klapa Moshe atzman yigivan shayev lechashash mitzad redu from his reason. Mitzad Moshe, there is no suspicion that maybe he'll be so chasing after it, so excited about it, that he might forget about Shabbos or fall into Shabbos. Befrat avi Rasha is mfarish, especially another nekudah. Rasha says le'osa Moshe shum melacha b'mishkan. Moshe did not do any melacha in the Mishkan. Moshe did not participate in anything of making the Mishkan. In order for 34, the Rebbe says the only thing that he did was put up the Mishkan. Moshe told him to do it, but in making the Mishkan, it wasn't involved. So, and the Rebbe even now in the brackets is going to say, and based on this fact, another thing that he said, Rebbe, I explained once at length, that the Rebbe explained in Parshas, our Parshas, means Parshas Vayakel, and it talks about the commandment to make the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, Vayemer Meisha said, Zeh Hadover HaShetziva Hashem Leimer, he told Eden, this is what Hashem commanded to say. So Rashi says, a strange Rashi, Zeh Hadover HaShetziva Hashem Li, Lamer Lachem. This is what Hashem, Rashi, as we're told me to tell you. Well, what do we think? Told it to somebody else. What is Rashi adding? This is what Hashem told me to tell you. So the Rebbe explains, this commandment about making the Mishkan, he given place Eif Lamer Lachem Tzivir Zogliden. He told it to me, but not because it's Negeya to me. He told it to me just to tell you. Meisha was not commanded to make the Mishkan. And the reason is because he had the Shechina. The Mishkan was to bring Shechina. He didn't have to do that because he had the Shechina with him. So B'meile, for Meisha, we don't have to worry that he might get so involved in Melechas HaMishkan because that brings the Kapora to the Chegel. And who knows, he might forget about Shabbos. Meisha don't have to. First of all, he didn't have the Chategel. Second of all, he had the Shechina the whole time. So what by Meisha, nor... No, what's dar from avod in the meishin va'ato? What is it that we have to tell you, meishin? Alpha pishiv kadeticha lesavaisim amlech la'mishkan. A different word, Rashi says. Even though I commanded you to tell them about the mishkan, al yekel beinecha litchis as a shabbos b'neis amlocha, in your eyes it not should be light. That's a different thing. By the Eden, we're telling you might forget about Shabbos because you'd be so involved. Meishin won't be involved in the mishkan. So him, you have to say something else. And Rashi Taka says these words, va'ato. The question was, what does va'ato teach you? How does Vata teach you that he shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos? He says, Ata means you. I commanded you to tell them. Because of that, what I'm afraid is, by you, it might be light in your eyes. What does that mean? So the Rebbe explained, Kiddel Lakam, as I will explain now. Rasha brings the Rebbe Sof Pashek Siso. Rasha brings in Sof Pashek Siso. Then say their mission of Imesha Gelen Teirim Adidin. The Seder of how Mesha taught the Teir to the Eden. Nich Masarim Shonu L'Mesha Pirke. First thing, when Mesha came down and he had a halacha to teach, he taught Arin. Arin walked out. And then afterwards, Nichna Sabonov, Arin walked out. His children went in. Shonalem, Meshe taught his children. Nichna, and then they walked out. Nichna Suskeinim, Shonalem. Then the Skeinim, the elders went in, Meshe taught. Then they went out. And Nichna Sakolaom, Shonalem, Meshe taught them all the Yidden. Nimtza Viyat Kolaom, Echad Be'a Skeinim. So it comes like this. That the Skeinim only heard it once. Beis Be'a B'nei, and the children of Arin heard it twice. And Shleisha Be'a Arin, three times the hands of Arin, and Arboa was by Meisha. Kedisa by Eidvan, like it says in Eidvan. Because Arin heard it from Meisha, that's once. Then what happened? Meisha taught the children, Arin was there. No. So when I said before that they walked out, take it back, didn't walk out. They came in, I'm sorry, yes. Meisha taught Arin, then after he finished, the children came in. Then when he finished with the children, the Skenim came in. And then all the Eden. So Meisha, so it comes out from here, that's what it says. Yeah, everyone had once, they heard it the fourth time Meisha said it, and the Skenim had twice, because they heard it when Meisha taught them, and the Eden, they still stayed there, not like I said before, and B'nai Arin at three, and Arin at four. Meisha himself had it from David. Well, I had a slip of my tongue. What I said before, it's what I said now. The Tanfa was Rasha's Mesha of the Chulu Kadisa Beirim. Why is Rasha add? He tells this and then he says, etc., like it says in Eirim. Eshleiman, you could say, as it is the Mit Meramez of the Memshech HaGemara. He hints that we have to see where the Gemara finishes off. I know the Mesha for ending Zainif, Firmo Lenin, after Moshe finished the teaching four times, he showed the Maran Pirkei. Now, Aaron repeated it again. And then after Aaron repeated it to everybody, Shonalem Bonav Pirkei, his children repeated again. Shonalem Skenim Pirkei, then the Skenim repeated it again. So Rashi means to tell you that they heard it again. So each one heard it from Moshe, they heard it once, all the Eden, and then they heard from others, etc. This was a Seder. And the Rebbe said, by the way, but the Midbar warned Rashi Ashayla Gdele Pshudosh Mikra, by Rashi bringing the end of it, hinting to the end of Erem, Rashi asks, answers a very simple kasha. Wie kommt es, dass Aaron Soldaten Herren viermal und verbunden wie genug dreimal? Comes out, if you don't bring the end of the Masechta Erev, and it comes out that Aaron heard it four times, his children heard it three times, his Kenya twice, and all the Yidden once. See, it should be the opposite. The Yidden are a lesser level. They have to hear it more times. Aaron is the highest level. He doesn't have to hear it so many times. So why is it that Aaron heard it four times, the children heard it three times, his Kenya three times, and two times, and everyone else heard it once only? By quoting the end of the Gemara, it's answered. The Gemara says that then Aaron came in and taught everybody, and then came the Bnei Aaron taught everybody, and the Skenim. So the end was they all had four times. But the bottom line is, this is the Seder that Rashi brings, how Moshe taught the Torah. Okay. Abizekum Tuis comes out as Andere Tzivuya Torah meeting heard nor formation. Need nor formation. The other Tzivuyim, other commands that the Eden heard it, we say, heard it again. Everyone heard it four times. And they heard it not only from Moshe. Moshe said it once to them, but then they heard it again from others. So everybody heard the Torah from Moshe and from the rest. By Melech HaMishkan, they said, I commanded you to tell them. In other words, here Moshe had to make sure that they know the halachas. It was Ibergem. So Eden, them tzipum lechas haMishkan is not late given late in Seder Mishnah. So when Moshe gave over, the tzipum lechas haMishkan was not the same order like every other mitzvah. Nor did the tzel bereish pasha seino. How did that happen? Like it says in the beginning of Pasha Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe has called adas b'nei Yisrael vayemel aroyim. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he told him. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu himself called all the Eden and told him. Meisha had geret so all Yidden b'shov, and Meisha spoke to everyone equal. On chilukin zwischen Aaron, Bona, v'askenim, and kolam. It wasn't difference between Aaron and his children and his kingdom. No, but the whole Seder that was by all the other mitzvahs that were told to the Yidden, here was different. Here, everything came from Meisha himself. Und do zogt Rashi, if ata tatabar ab Meisha. This is what Rashi means. The Pasuk says, you shall speak to the Yidden. So Rashi says, v'ata means, even though I commanded you to tell them about the Mishkan, al yekal b'inecha, in your eyes it should not be light. Meaning, zen digad tzivah b'inecha samishkan is na'if meyuchad. Since, by Moshe, he saw that the tzivah, the commandment for the Mishkan, is in a special way, in a way for nitkad ticha l'tzavah, you commanded me to tell them completely, everything should come from me. That's what Moshe said. Andish for ander, it's a voyat Torah, different than all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Ken defar ba Moshe ver nasvara. So this is a svara in Moshe. Moshe could think, as the gabba Melech HaMishkan is do akula in Shabbos. Melech HaMishkan, there could be something lighter in Shabbos. Because the Mishkan is so important that the Eibishter here told me to tell them everything, not like everything else. And that's what Rashi stresses. There would be a possibility to think that Shabbos is not so important when it comes to the Mishkan. And in order for it, he says, especially that there's a good reason for it too. Because to bring the kapora, to bring the forgiveness earlier. But before Ben Gidei Yidin, we said they might completely make a mistake and forget and go into Shabbos. But maybe he won't be working on the Mishkan after. But still, it might bring out some kula because of something that happened to him, something that David told him, I told you, take care of this. But Mele, he would think, but it'll be light in your eyes to push away Shabbos because of the Moloch of the Mishkan. It'll be easy for him to push it away. So David is telling Moshe, Al Yekal Beinecha, it should not be light in your eyes. As a Zonit Ver Nakul in Shabbos, don't make any kulos in Shabbos. It doesn't mean that he will do Moloch on Shabbos. When crazy people ask him, Mashayle, he'll say, oh, you could be Mekal because Moloch of the Mishkan is so important. So you should know, the union of Shabbos stays as important as it is. So the Gabriel Melech Zamishkan, it's very important. But Farmesh, that would have been a kula because he saw the Eibishter wanted him to, he himself should tell the Eden. Abizayis Farantu, the Pasha, the Shaila now. This answers simply the question we asked. We came up from Atta Dabir of Nesor Oplein and the Minyaf Noyekab Nech. We asked before, Rashi said from the word Va'ata, that you shall speak, we learn now that don't think that Shabbos shouldn't be light in your eyes. So we asked, how does the word you tell them, teaches that? Now we understand. By David telling you should speak to the Eden, even for about Shabbos. Meisha Leizel the Zogn Ali Nabakola. Meisha, Debisha told him, he told him two things. Told him to tell them about Mishkan, and that Meisha himself, but included also, tell him about Shabbos yourself also. Oh, so Meisha, Debisha told him, you say also about Shabbos, tell that to all the Yidin Bakola when they got together. The same way I told you to tell the Mishkan, about the Mishkan, to tell them all together. As he did attack it. It says in the Pasha, what does it say? Vayakel Meisha, Meisha gathered them. Then it says, Vayemer, and he told him, Sheishas Yomim, told him 6 days you work, and Shabbos you don't. So Meisha said the mitzvah of Shabbos also himself to all the Eden, not like everything else where it went also the Eden were told from others. Is Mutkish geworden to Meisha, that stresses to Meisha, a Shabbos is nitkal be'ezeif and shul rabbi melech ha-mishkan. The Shabbos is not lighter. He didn't have to tell him, don't be machal Shabbos, but don't think it's lighter because I'm telling you to tell this. So that's what I'm telling you about Shabbos also to tell the Eden, the same strictness. Also, then Meisha will understand that Shabbos is not kal. This will also explain the Seder, the order of how it was said, the way it's in Parsha Kesiso and in this Parsha. Parsha Kesiso first was said the Mishkan. About the Mishkan, then was said about Shabbos, and here first was said about Shabbos, then said about the Mishkan. In Parsha Kesis, we said it's regarding the Tzivi Hashem on Meisha. Parsha Kesis is talking about Hashem told Meisha, "Come free the Tzivi of Melech Hamishkan and Noach Hasar Shabbos." Comes first Mishkan and then Shabbos. Why? Well, the Ikir is not the Tzivi of Melech Hamishkan. The main thing here is not to tell them Bchal about Shabbos. They knew about Shabbos. Main thing is to tell them Melech Hamishkan. Now, Hasar Shabbos, come the Blaze Al Stoffel. Here it's a secondary thing about Shabbos. As Melech HaMishkan is not Teich HaShabbat, to tell you Mishkan is not Teich HaShabbat. The first state Melech HaMishkan first. So Melech HaMishkan is the first, not for any reason, to tell you, which is, tells you first, because that's the main subject, the main issue we're trying to say. So the main issue is Melech HaMishkan, that's why. Shabbos is, by the way, that's why it says first Melech HaMishkan. It's not that because it's written Melech HaMishkan, that Shabbos is written later, because that teaches you that Shabbos is stronger than Melech HaMishkan. No, the reason Shabbos is later because the main thing it tells him what he's going to tell him. And then he says, by the way, you can't do Shabbos. That's when the Eibusha spoke to Meshma. Senkin Huta said it was Retzach Vengnam Tzibu Meshach Bnei Yisrael. But in our Sedre, when it's talking about Meshach speaking to the Yidden, but the Eibusha Shinongizog Pasha Siso, Sir Meshach, the Eibusha told him already Meshach Pasha Siso, as he darf, Zay darf Mamvoran and Nitna dem Dina Melech Shabbos and Tech Shabbos, Mechs Malashim Amishkin Tech Shabbos. The Eibusha told him already to the Yidden, you don't only have to tell that you should know that Melech Mishkan is not Deich HaShabbos. Nor as Afa Pishetiyu, Yerdav Zayir Dufim is reason, even though you have to be very excited and involved completely in Melech HaMishkan. So, Zay Zichitin, for Nit Nichshol Ben Basar HaShabbos, you shouldn't stumble, and by mistake, do a not be careful in Melech HaShabbos. Okay, they dosu Bavorenen, to make sure of that, Darfur Magdim Zayin Deazor HaShabbos. Therefore, if he's trying to tell him not to forget, not to tell, to tell him the din, it's not, we said before that it's, by writing which one first doesn't tell you which one is stronger. But why is he telling him here? Be careful that if you might be so involved, don't forget about Shabbos. Don't be nichshol. So if you're trying to tell him, don't be nichshol, but the agdomet tutuf, so by writing Shabbos first comes, tells you, by zeh shteit alamal derisa for Shabbos far melech ha-mishkan. If he tells them first about Shabbos, that's the first thing goes into their mind, and that's in their mind before melech ha-mishkan. Therefore, they will always remember and always be careful. Even when they're strict, completely involved in the Mishkan, they will remember. Is not allowed to affect the Shabbos. That's the Shabbos to Hashem. So the bottom line is, it's not because it comes whatever is written first. What it is, the Rashi here is trying to say something else in there, and it's a difference between Tumei Rabbeinu, Legabe him, or Legabe the Eden, and that answers all the kashyos.